Words are power. No, wrong. Words are authority. Words are legitimate authority. And so, without having your words in order, you have no legitimate authority. And that's the last thing you want, unless all you want is irresponsibility, but that isn't going to work out for you anyway. And so, the pathway to success for virtually everyone is facilitation of their capacity to communicate.
If you're a young man on the path of self-improvement, then there are a lot of things you got to do. You got to get your mental health in order, right? You've got to deal with those demons in the depths of your soul if you hope to live a healthy and productive life. You got to learn some technical skills that'll get you paid because there's no love for a broke man in this world. You got to get your body in good shape and learn how to use it to defend yourself and the people you love. You got to establish a network of like-minded individuals to learn from and grow with because those are the people you're going to lean on when you need some support. But out of all the things you must do as a young man, none are more important than developing your communication skills. If you want a healthy mind, some profitable skills, a powerful body, and a social circle of quality individuals, then you must learn to communicate. Not only with other people, but even more importantly, with yourself. So in this episode, we're going to listen to the Godfather himself, Dr. Jordan B. Peterson, talking about the importance of good communication skills and how young men in particular can develop and use them to become formidable and successful members of society. So let's check it out.
I have an app coming out in a month or two, hopefully a month, called Essay. And I've been working on that with my son, Julian, and some other people for 4 years, and it stemmed out of our project to sort of universalize the university, which was too big for me to manage when I got sick, and sort of we narrowed it in scope because we wanted to teach people how to write, and that's really hard to scale because you usually learn to write by having people write, read what you've written and critique it, and that's very labor intensive and expensive. So we built a writing program like a word processor that has built-in conceptual tools that aid in the conceptualization of an essay. So imagine when you're writing, first of all, you have to pick a good question because you want to answer it. It has to be a genuine intellectual enterprise. And so the people, kids are never taught that. And so pick something important that you want to explore. And then, okay, so what are you doing when you're writing? Choosing words. Forming phrases, organizing them into sentences, sequencing the sentences in paragraphs, sequencing the paragraphs into the chapter, and then chapter into books if you're going that far. But so it's a hierarchical enterprise. And so when you write, you have to get the word right and the phrase right and the sentence right and the sentence order right. And you shouldn't do all that at once because you can't because it's too hard. So you write a rough first draft that's twice as long as the thing you're trying to write, and then you edit. You shorten the sentences, you pick the right words, you pick the right phrases, you rewrite the sentences. So we built in tools to guide people through this process to help them conceptualize their essay at the level of the word and the phrase and the sentence and the paragraph, and to build those ideas of multi-level editing into the process. And then we've tested it on a lot of people, and we have a nice, elegant user interface. And we're hoping that, because one of the things I've learned is that words are power. No. Wrong. Words are authority. Words are legitimate authority. And so without having your words in order, you have no legitimate authority. And that's the last thing you want, unless all you want is irresponsibility, but that isn't going to work out for you anyway. And so the pathway to success for virtually everyone is facilitation of their capacity to communicate. And so we're hoping, we really want to pull young men into using this product because they're the hardest market to target with such things and the most in need of it. And part of that is engaging them in an honest dialogue about what exactly writing is. It's like there's no difference between writing and thinking. And there's no difference between thinking and not failing. So you let your thoughts die instead of you. That's thinking. You test everything you do before you implement it. That's thinking. And writing is a massive aid to that process. And so if young men, in particular, were taught properly about writing and thinking, they would come to view those as like arrows in their quiver. So, or shields in their combat, or the means by which they aggregate their allies, or even more importantly, the means by which they serve themselves and the world properly, and like really, no moral overlay on top of this. Well, you know, you're a communicator, like you're a comedian, you're a master of words, you're a master of wit, you're a master of listening. That's why you're successful in this weird, radical way that's completely unpredictable. And it's also the pathway to adventure. Get your words in order. And so that's essay. And like I said, I think if you go to my website or to essay.app, or to my website, you can sign up we're going to do a beta release, test it broadly to make sure it doesn't fall apart under use pressure and before we release it completely. But we're very excited about that, because how to teach people to write is a really hard academic problem to solve. And the idea of building the writing tools into the software, if we got it right, maybe could at least in part address that problem. It's a massive problem. It's a massive problem, right? Most people come through university now without learning how to write. And that means they don't know how to think. And that means they don't know how to talk. It's not good.
In episode number 92 of the podcast, I explained how writing in a journal every day is not only the key to being able to think in English, but the key to communicating more effectively in English. By taking the time to put your thoughts on paper, you can record, analyze, edit, and refine them over time. Our thoughts and beliefs are the driving forces behind every single decision we make, so the importance of regularly reviewing them cannot be overstated. From the day we're born, we're repetitively told what to think. And what we're told to think is generally what everyone else thinks. And as I said before, what we think dictates how we behave. So maybe that's the reason that so many people just do what everyone else does without actually considering their decision-making process. They're not thinking for themselves. Many of us allow our societal programming and our ever-changing emotions to dictate everything we say and do. But why is that? I think it's because most of us are never taught how to think. Most of us are never taught how to identify and combat our cognitive biases. Most of us are never taught how to react to our intense emotions. Most of us are never taught how to think strategically. Most of us are never taught how to diversify our vocabulary and develop our communication skills. Once I started learning and teaching languages, I realized that being able to communicate effectively is the key to absolutely everything you want in this life. Money, power, respect, good mental health, quality friends, a diverse network, a thriving business, a prolific career. You will get and keep none of those things without proper communication skills. It doesn't matter what language you're speaking. Actually, it does, because we communicate differently in different languages. If you want to communicate effectively, then you got to know how to think productively. And to do that, you'll need to know how to write and then analyze what you've written. You can't make the operating system that is your brain run more effectively without analyzing it first, right? It's the same thing when you're learning English as a foreign language. Most people can't speak English because they can't think in English. And they can't think in English because they never trained themselves to produce thoughts in English. They just try to memorize words or translate every sentence from their native language to English whenever they speak. But I promise you, if you take the time to develop your ability to listen, analyze, and think, then you'll be able to develop your ability to communicate. And with good communication skills, you can have whatever your heart desires. If you don't believe me, consider your favorite singer or rapper. Their song lyrics get you through the good times and the bad times. Their words make you laugh, cry, reflect, dance, and maybe even feel better about yourself. You identify with them and feel like they understand you in some way. Somehow, they describe your feelings and personal life in ways that you never could. And how do they do this? By communicating. By writing songs. They choose words, phrases, sentences, and verses to creatively get their message across to their intended listener. And when they do this effectively, they have the ability to move millions of people with nothing more than their words. Do you know how many people would jump out of an airplane if Drake told them to do it? Do you know how many people would buy a tube of lipstick if Rihanna told them to do it? We're talking literally millions of people around the world. And you might say, well, that's because they're famous entertainers. Of course people will do what they say. But how did they reach that level of fame and recognition? Communication skills. From writing songs to recording music videos to interacting on social media, all of them are just different forms of communication. People like Drake and Rihanna would not live in the hearts and minds of millions of people if they didn't have great communication skills. And the good news for you is that you don't need to be able to write songs and perform on a stage to have the same effect. You can use your communication skills to win friends and influence people in your daily life. Whether you're at work, the grocery store, the local bar, or somewhere overseas, you will get what you want by knowing how to speak and listen effectively. And the only way to learn how to do those things is by learning how to think effectively. So if you're having trouble thinking effectively, consider learning how to write.